I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL's top stories on the coronavirus.
I'm Maria Chalaos with your daily coronavirus update. Utah's number of COVID-19 cases increased by 246 today, with one more death and 14,019 vaccinations. The Utah Department of Health also reporting the rolling 7-day average number of positive cases per day is now at 389. Thousands of COVID-19 vaccine appointments are going unused across the state. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
In Utah County alone, there are around 6,000 open appointments. Eastland Tolman Hill with the County Health Department says it's hard to nail down why people aren't filling those spots, but hesitancy and a lack of convenience may be factors right now. She says one possible solution could be meeting people where they already are. That could include churches, schools, and businesses.
We're not doing that currently. However, we are certainly willing to look at any and all options.
The Davis County Health Department says they can bring a vaccination bus to your business. Right now, they're reporting around 4,700 open appointments, while Salt Lake County has roughly 2,000 open appointments. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Every American adult is now eligible to receive a COVID vaccine, but not every adult who has been vaccinated so far is fully immunized. Some are ignoring the second dose. ABC's Sherry Preston with more.
The Pfizer and Moderna vaccines both require a second booster shot, but about 8% of people, 5 million Americans who have gotten the first dose, have not gone back for the second one. And ABC News medical contributor Dr. Imran Ali says you should probably do that because
you only get full immunity 14 days after your second dose.
The good news is if you're a little behind, Dr. Ali says it's okay.
Even if you're 6 weeks after the first dose, you can still go in and schedule your second dose of both the Pfizer and the Moderna.
Call the number on your vaccine card to find out more. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The U.S. will begin sharing its entire supply of vaccines from AstraZeneca once the vaccine clears federal safety reviews. 60 million doses are expected to be available for export in the coming months. This will expand the Biden administration's action last month to share about 4 million doses of the vaccine with Mexico and Canada. The U.S. has been under mounting pressure in recent weeks to share more of its vaccine supply with the world, especially as nations like India experience devastating surges. Health officials in Utah are supportive of the CDC's and the FDA's decision to resume use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. On this morning's Dave and Dujanovic show, Intermountain's Dr. Tamara Sheffield said the benefits outweigh the risks.
In looking at the risks for this versus someone waiting and not getting the vaccine, they are at much higher risk of death from COVID than from having a case of clotting.
Dr. Sheffield says pausing the J&J vaccine was a good decision, but she worries that it might lead to more hesitancy. With your daily coronavirus update, I'm Maria Chalaos, KSL News Radio.